Today the DA is attending the Pride celebrations in Cape Town. So we stand in solidarity with the LGBTQIA plus community and the advancement of human rights. We've come a long way in South Africa, but we still got a long way to go. And 1.5 decades ago, same-sex marriage was still not legal. We've come so far, and the world is undoubtedly a better place because of it. But it's still not enough, because as long as people are persecuted, threatened, or harmed for simply being who they are, this fight must continue. And so while today's colorful celebrations feel so natural and so right, there are many parts of our country where this simply could not happen. Even with our liberal constitution and inclusive laws, there are still parts of South Africa where a gay pride parade would be a very dangerous idea. In fact, there are parts of the city where just being yourself out and open puts a target on your back. So while we share this day with the Mother City's LGBTQR+ community and celebrate how far we've come as a society, let us also use today to speak up for people who don't yet have these freedoms. Wherever we have a public platform, wherever we can raise our voices and speak out against oppression, homophobia and bigotry, we must do so. It is our moral duty. And this is particularly relevant as we watch Russia's brazen invasion of a sovereign democratic nation. And it must be condemned by all who love freedom. There can be no justification for this aggression. And our thoughts are with the people of the Ukraine as they face an uncertain and terrifying future. The country's LGBTQR community in the Ukraine in particular must surely now live in fear given Russia's awful human rights track record. South Africa has a voice and it still carries weight. We have a platform to speak out strongly against Russian aggression, and President Ramaphosa must not allow his party's ideological allegiance with Russia to cloud that any longer. He has a duty to stand up and speak out. Called for an urgent debate in the National Assembly on the situation in the Ukraine. South Africa cannot sit passively by while the very rights and values entrenched in our constitution are not being applied in other parts of the world. It's time for South Africa to speak up and speak out.